when we looked at it, we had spent all morning in caucus discussing all the different options, the different ways we were going to go. So when we came out, it was my understanding that we were going to caucus one more time before we voted on the House version of the bills. And I had some concerns yet because I didn't think we really were going far enough with this thing as far as making sure that there was checks and balances in it. And then when it came down to it, the thing got put up on the board. There was some confusion there, and I guess on my part, I'll take blame for it. But at that point, I thought, this is too important. And so I voted no because I didn't want to just say yes without having that discussion on the final vote. And that's when things really started to happen. And then we did get have a chance to sit down and have the discussion. And once we did that, then I talked about some of the concerns I had, and one of them, and there's many, but one main one that could have been dealt with and finally did get dealt with is a lot of our hospitals today, Walt, if you go in without insurance, and that was what this was all about, the working poor, the folks that are trying to make a goal, but they just don't have the money for health care, and they go to a hospital if you get taken care of and walk out with a bill that in many cases is three times the actual cost of the bill. And that's because they don't have insurance, so I guess they're looked at like they're not paying for premiums for health care, then they'll pay up front the cost and then triple it when they go to a hospital. My colleagues agreed with me on the amendment. We got that through. The other commitments that I got was from the director and the administration on the reimbursement for our Medicaid reimbursements right now. It's going to drop next year, as far as be lower than it is now. Well, that's part of the whole problem with the health care issue now is Medicaid's creating this cost shift, and it's going to the private sector as the government, in this case with Medicaid, doesn't pay the bill the way they should. So our primary care doctors, I've gotten a commitment out of the appropriations chair, the director, and the governor that they will look at fixing that so that reimbursement rate doesn't go down. And the reason for that is our folks now up here are struggling to accept Medicaid patients because they can't afford to take on the patients because they're not getting paid for it. That was the concerns. I got those agreements. We went back, and then I voted to get it through. And the problem that I face is a political problem in the sense that some folks are so upset with the fact that we have Obamacare, is what they call it, or national health care, that anything that might be remotely connected to it, they just simply want us to vote no. You know, Walt, I can't take that vote because I'm not in Washington, but that was where it needs to be addressed.
I wanted to ask you about that in terms of the politics of this vote in particular. It seems like on a lot of levels it got overtaken by politics because of it being part of the controversial Obamacare. You've called it this. The governor's called it this. Representative Kivala has called it, you know, the most polarizing issue that's come between or in front of voters and in front of folks across the country in years. Did it get too lost in politics, do you think?
Yeah, I think the concept or the idea of having conversations about it did, and I see it with some of the conversations that I've been having with people. You sit down and start talking about it, it brings you right back to that the national health care plan was the wrong approach and that this should have never happened. And then they talk about the price that the Democrats have paid because of it, and they're talking about 2010. And I agree to an extent that played a key role in what was happening. But if, in fact, the answer is to just kill it and get rid of it, then we should have seen a change, Walt, in 2012, and we didn't. The people voted, and President Obama is still our president. We didn't take over the Senate. The Democrats still control the Senate. And that's what we're stuck with in that regard. But the idea that I have Michigan businesses and people being taxed today with their insurance premiums and other ways that they're doing it through the health care plan that is national, the Obamacare, they're taking money now and taking it in. So now it's a matter of how that money is going to get distributed, whether I like that or not. And if I just simply say no, that money's going somewhere else. Now, last night or yesterday, there was a lot of discussion about the feds don't have any money. Technically, they are true. That's true. And they're so far in debt, it's terrible. But the other side of it is they are now taking money from our citizens for health care purposes under the Obamacare Act. And what they're saying is reject the money, don't accept it because it'll look like, you know, you go along with Obamacare. That was that's the political argument that we were falling under. And I just thought it was fundamentally wrong because of my viewpoint about Obamacare simply say, forget it, don't even send, don't give us any of that money, and don't let us run the program, we'll just let the feds run it, which is the other argument. Well, it's not going away. We're going to get something, but it'll be driven now by the feds, and the feds will control it.
Yeah, that was the point that was made, that it was going to be, it's happening. It's the law of the land. It's happening, and you want to make sure that Michigan gets its fair share, and that's why you voted this way. You know, as we wrap up with you here, Tom, now that you move ahead, it goes on to the, goes back to the House. It gets looked at, most likely. We talked to the governor earlier today. He said it's going to come to his desk. He'll sign it, and I guess now you'll just have to talk with the folks and explain as best as you can, because what I'm afraid of is what you tried to do was the best for the state, but you're going to get mired up in all of this politics and you're going to have a tough fight in front of you, and that's not going to get things done in Lansing that we need to get done.
Well, you know, Walt, you're absolutely right, and I'll tell you, the way it's been going, you're finding that, at least I hope people see how at least some of us in northern Michigan are trying to put the politics side of this thing aside, and let's talk about policy and issue, and we're having success doing it. And what I mean by that is you're finding us working together up here, Democrat, Republican. Doesn't mean we always agree. We don't always agree. I don't always agree with Ed McBroom, who's my representative down in the 108th, and we're on the same side of the aisle, but we're being respectful and we're showing solidarity where we do agree, and it's spreading a little bit, and I hope my hope is that that's what will happen, and we can tone down some of the crush, kill, and destroy attitude, because that's not getting us anywhere. And we have to be able to disagree. That I totally believe in, but and we should have that dialogue. But the way it's gone lately, it hasn't been very good, and it's kind of, almost in your face, not listening to anything you're saying, and I just reject that, and I'll let the chips fall where they fall, but this was one that made no sense just because I want to vote against Obamacare.